T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. The final hour of Fridays are for Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, every Friday, right after the 11 o'clock news, you get that little Friday kickoff, Return of the Mac, the best of the weekend starter songs, in my opinion. You know how in the first hour I said Into the Night was a great summer night song? You know, you're on the patio with your significant other, maybe an adult beverage, taking in the warm summer night. Well, Return of the Mac is, no matter what season, a great weekend kickoff song. And you're 49 minutes away from the end of Fridays Are for Beamer. So for some of you, disappointing. For others, you can't wait. I understand. And the weather right now, it's beautiful outside. Beautiful. The sun is kind of shining, and it hasn't started raining yet. To the texter's point that keeps saying that, Joe, real men run in the rain. You should have ran in the rain. The point I was making was I just haven't had the energy I had had the last few weeks, right? I'm back to craving that junk food and making excuses not to run. Of course I could have run in the rain yesterday. But I just had a lack of energy and used the rain as an excuse. Now, next month, I'll have no time to do that because I am following in Aaron Metkowski's lead and I am going to do the 100-mile challenge. Yes, I'm going to attempt to run 100 miles within the month of June. So I'm excited for that. We'll see. I mean, I'm going to have to do it, right? It's one of those things. So last Friday afternoon, I ran the 7K, the Buffalo Strong 7K, and I had not been doing well with my mile pace. It was around 9 minutes, 9 minutes, 15 seconds. But I knew I had to post it. I knew I had to post this 7K, no matter how bad it was. And I ended up running an 850 mile pace. So I know now that I'm telling everyone listening, everyone on social media, that I'm running this 100 miles. Well, of course I'm going to have to do it now. I'm going to have to push myself. That's why everyone gets annoyed when I post my races or when I post my runs. Well, I do that to keep me going. If I know I'm going to post it, I know I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to post my run from today. I promise that. Now I have the urge, the motivation to do it. All right, I thought I'd kick off with that. It is Friday's R for Beamer. We are talking about the situation in Minneapolis, starting with the murder of George Floyd and the riots that have followed the last 3 days. We have had some great calls today, so let's keep them coming. We have a full bank. Let's start in Medina to a gentleman who's held on forever. So, Daryl, the floor is yours.
Buddy, is the Daily Wire a good source?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with the Daily Wire.
All right. Let me go with it.
All right.
The wife laid this on me this morning. Apparently, sometime between 1999 and 2007, the individual who killed that guy was involved in a whole, there was a whole bunch of stuff that went on.
Oh yeah, that's not just a Daily Wire thing. That has come out in the regular press as well. He, I believe, was charged or brought up on charges 18 times and continued to serve.
And guess who the prosecutor was?
Amy Klobuchar.
Yes, it was.
I did see that, Daryl. I did see that.
And I thought, isn't that wonderful?
Well, I don't want to make this an overly political show.
Oh, I know.
But the hypocrisy of those on the left, it's funny, when you look into anything, it seems to have the fingerprints of those on the left who are doing the name-calling.
It's this, the division, Joe, the gap is getting wider and wider and wider of between. And the ones that are, the lunatic fringes, I guess that's the best way of putting it. It's scary.
I agree, Daryl. I agree. When you talk politics, people are getting more and more to those fringes and less in the center. Thanks for the call. That's Daryl in Medina. Let's go to Carl in Kenmore. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. This topic that we're on, I feel a lot of people, and you included, are rushing to judgment, first of all, by saying murder. I don't believe this police officer woke up in the morning and said, you know what, I think I'm going to go on patrol and kill a black man. And then everybody can...
Well, no, and Carl, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it was premeditated, but if you watch that video...
It's murder. Now, there's a difference. They're called manslaughter. I don't think he intentionally knew he was going to kill this man by putting his hand on or his knee on his neck. And the same with the other police officers. I don't think they were aware that this man's going to die.
But he kept saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. He was in cuffs. What was the point of his knee being on his neck?
That's the judgment call of the police officer. That's what I'm calling manslaughter. It's just like a hunter going out and shooting a person thinking it was a deer. He didn't know. He made a mistake. And in this situation, we got a lynch mob mentality. And as far as the rioting goes, if I had my way, I'd never rebuild the area again and let these rioters understand you don't have a Wendy's, you don't have a Burger King. It's your own darn fault.
All right, Carl, thanks for the call. Like I said, we'll take all opinions. I completely disagree with that, though, Carl. I mean, the man was in cuffs. The man was unarmed. He kept saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. To what point was any of that necessary? All right. I'm sorry. Maybe I am rushing to judgment. But where was any of that necessary? He was in cuffs. He was unarmed. And this is coming from someone who has a ton of respect for those in law enforcement. But when you see that video, I don't know what else you can call that except for murder. No, I don't think he woke up that morning and went out to kill somebody. But there was no need for his knee to be on Mr. Floyd's neck. We've seen the video. We have now seen two videos. And thanks again to Gene for pointing that out. We have now seen two videos of what happened. And I'm sorry that there was no need for any of that action. Again, Carl, I appreciate the call. I appreciate you holding on. But when I see that video, it's murder. Now, if Mr. Floyd was resisting arrest, if Mr. Floyd had a weapon and was reaching for it, we'd be talking about something different. But it is clear in both videos that he was not resisting arrest. He was in handcuffs. And this officer's knee continued to be dug into his neck. Completely unnecessary. 803-0930, star 930. The text code, the text code is the same as the phone number. 716-803-0930. I'm late for a break. We're back after this. It is Friday. I am Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Remember, if you want to text the show, it's 716-803-0930. It is not 3930. That is going away on Monday, so you might want to adjust the text code in your phone. It's the same as the call-in now. I just checked the 3930 and saw that I had missed some text during the show. So 716-803-0930, make sure you make the switch because starting Monday, we don't get those 3930 texts anymore. We have a full bank of calls, so let's get right back to it, starting with Kay in Buffalo. Kay, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to hear you, and I wish you were on more often. Maybe Sandy could take more vacation.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate that. What do you got for us this morning?
I have two separate situations. I was with Cheektowaga Police and Buffalo Police. Two separate situations, 5 months apart, and I'm Caucasian, not that it matters because I consider myself human. However, the two people that I was with were from Africa, and on both those situations, we were treated so differently in every which way. And I even actually called out the officers regarding that, those situations, saying, look, if they have rights just like I do. Why am I being treated differently? Sincerely, it was Cheektowaga and Buffalo. And I noticed it, and I said, someone should say something, because the first situation was with male officers, and the second one was with two female police officers who actually assaulted my friend while in handcuffs, punched him in the face. And I witnessed this. It's going on everywhere, and it needs to stop. I mean, all across the board.
Kay, what was the initial reason that the police were involved?
It was just a pullover, and I don't know if it was because they saw me in the car with someone who was African, or, you know, they thought we needed to get pulled over. You know, maybe one was a little bit of speed or something. You know, not like speeding or maybe lane change, but it wasn't anything like out of control. And no one was combative. Everyone was compliant, you know, and I'm always compliant. You know, I respect police officers. I know they have a job to do, and I understand how hard their job is. However, when I saw how horribly they were treated compared to me, I just was like, they make me want to cry, to be honest with you. And I thought, someone needs to know about this, because it's happening all over. You know, it's not right.
Did you communicate that to anyone in law enforcement, like the next day, call the precinct?
Absolutely did. I absolutely did. That day, I actually went into the station and I said, look, this isn't right. Why are you treating him differently than me? You know, and they just kind of shrugged it off. And I know they have a little code out here and a code there maybe, but, and I maybe someone had said to me, you know, women police officers sometimes feel the need to, you know, assert their aggressiveness so they know, you know, that they're being taken care of or being taken seriously, which is fine. If you want to just show that you are, should be respected, but this should not have happened, you know?
Well, Kate, thank you for the call. I can hear it in your voice when you're telling the story that it definitely affected you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Wait, but there's one more thing.
Okay.
I have to tell you.
Go on.
I work at a group home. So I work with people that sometimes can have behavioral issues and, you know, have meltdowns and whatnot. And I just want to say there's always a time where one of us will step in. If someone's like had too much, like one of my coworkers, where we get frustrated or all feel overwhelmed, we'll jump in and say, look it, take a moment. We'll take over now, you know? So there's no reason why one of those people, officers, couldn't have jumped in and said, look it, you need to get off of him, we'll take over. No?
Yeah, no, Kay, I agree 100%. I what adds to my anger from that video is knowing there were four other people who could have stopped it and stood there and did nothing.
100%.
Kay,
thank you so much for bringing this up today. You rock on, dude. I love you.
I appreciate it, Kay. Thank you. That's Kay in Buffalo opening a line for you at 803-0930. And I know I'm saying the same stuff. I understand that I'm repeating myself. But I want to stress that I have so much respect for law enforcement. And I think most of them are great people. They care about their communities they work in. They don't care about color. They don't care about gender. They don't care about religion. They're there to protect you. And I still believe that. I believe most law enforcement are good people. But you see a video like this, I can understand losing trust in law enforcement. And I do think it is on local law enforcement here and around the country to earn that trust back, especially in the Black community. And like I said, I would really appreciate if a police officer called in, someone local within law enforcement called in and gave their point of view, because I can't imagine a officer who loves their job, loves their community. I can't imagine they would see that video and not feel the same anger that everyone else who watched it, and maybe even more, because here's a police officer giving police a bad name, causing that lack of trust in law enforcement. 803-0930, *930. Remember, the text code is the same at 716-803-0930. We'll be back after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Welcome back. Final two segments of Fridays are for Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get right back to the calls. We have a full bank, so let's not keep people holding anymore. We will go to Wheatfield and talk to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Joe, did you see the video with from the New York Post, which has the word captions in?
I did not know.
That's one of the best ones. Can I give out the Google website?
Sure.
Just Google Minneapolis cop puts knee on neck of man. That's Minneapolis cop puts knee on neck of man. Now, this you can, they have word captions in, so the Post must have put them in. But you can hear the background. Now, you hear, just when the man was limp, a woman called out, "I'm a Minneapolis first responder. Check his pulse. Do compression." They ignored her. And also, what really upset me about this, because you can see this because of the video, I mean the caption, just as the man had his left knee on, I think it's Mr. Floyd is his name, neck, and he said, "Get up, get off the ground." And the man said, "I can't move." The police officer did not move his knee. In fact, if you look closely, he had his hand, left hand pushing on the police officer's thigh, so there's more pressure on the neck. Now, before, during, and after the police officer said, "Get up and get in the car," he never removed his knee. The man could not possibly get up because he was being pinned down. I got the impression, now I don't know what happened before this video because the video started, you know, with the man down, but it looks like the officer was toying with Mr. Floyd. Now, I understand they knew each other in the past. They worked together or something like that. But this is the best video because you can also hear the person, his nose is bleeding. I mean, and the other officer certainly could hear what's going on from the bystanders. So I got the impression, now I don't know what happened before this, but the man didn't want to go in a police car, and you know, but that's no reason, you know, to put that much extra force. He didn't look like he was resisting much to me.
All right, Mike, well, I'll have to find that and post it. Thanks for the call. That's Mike in Wheatfield. Let's go to, who's been hanging on the longest here? Let's go out to Lewis in Buffalo. Lewis, good morning.
Hi. I was just calling. I wanted to say that those people who's rioting, they're not the people that would have been with Martin Luther King. There was two type of people back then, the peaceful protesters and rioters. And these rioters, they're out to steal and destroy. And they're only out for what they could get. And I also wanted to say that all police isn't bad. Because when I was a girl, they used to say that about black people, that all black people isn't bad. And if it wasn't for hearing that, made us feel so good. You know, we knew that was true. All police isn't bad. I'm always going to speak to the police. I'm always going to respect them. I'm black, and I love policemen. And I'm going to always be for the police. And right now, they really need us. They really need us to stick with the good police, because without a good police force in your community, things is going to happen. And we need that. We need to know that our police could come when you got to call them up for a break-in. I just wanted to say that we didn't win our freedom with Martin Luther King by rioting. All those who was with Martin Luther King and those people back then won our freedom through peaceful protest, prayer. God brought us through this, and humbleness. God brought us through this. When Caucasian people fought us, we didn't fight back. We did what Jesus did, and we got a record of that. That's down in history. We didn't fight them back. We didn't fight the Caucasian people back. Not we didn't do that. We was humble, and we prayed. We persevered, and God brought us through. And I love the police, and I'm a black lady, and I'm always going to respect those men. And I want to say something for their in behalf of the good policemen.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is Lois in Buffalo. Open your line at 803-0930. We have time for one more call, so we will go to Amherst. JJ, good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to say, for the sake of clarity, it wasn't four white men. You had said that earlier. There was an Asian man there who was blocking people who were filming, if you look at the original video. But this isn't the first time, nor is it going to be the last time, unless all American people stand up and say that the cops that are crooked need to be rooted out and kicked out of the force, and they can't be condoned by their fellow cops, because that... allowing this to continue only creates these scenarios. There was an instance back in 2011 of Kelly Thomas, a homeless kid in California. Six cops beat him to death. He didn't die on the street. He died in the hospital, and his father was a cop. And you could hear, they were filming him, and you could hear this kid pleading, yelling for his dad, "They're killing me. Dad, help me. They're killing me." He said that 31 times. He said, "Sir, please, okay, 30 times. Help me. Help me, God." 26 times. "I'm sorry." 15 times. They beat that Kelly Thomas, and you can see pictures of him on the internet. It's tragic. We have allowed this to happen. The American people have allowed this injustice to continue. Black or white, it doesn't matter. White people are beaten as well, and it makes no difference. It's wrong, and we all have to stand up for what's right. It's got to be done, and I don't know at what point in our history do we intend to begin to do it.
JJ, you know, to your first point, I think the good cops are the ones, and like I said, I think most cops are great people. I really do. I think most in law enforcement are truly there to serve you, no matter if you're white, black, no matter your gender. But I think it's those cops that need to speak out against this. They need to call into shows like this, get time on the news coverage, and speak out against the acts that we saw in that video.
And they can't be protected. Look at Serpico back in the 70s. He was a cop in New York who tried to out his fellow crooked cops, and they went after him big time. But these cops need to stand up, because the unions, I believe, cover their rear end. And that's a sinful, shameful thing for them to be doing. If you want people to respect you, then you have to earn that respect. And earning respect is done by doing it the right way. And the lady who called in earlier, the lady in her 90s who talked about the golden rule, she's absolutely right. When did we lose that concept of doing right by one another? Where did that go? I don't understand. At what point did we stop being kind to one another and treating others how we would like to be treated, regardless of who they are, how much money they have, how much notoriety, whether they're a poor homeless person on the street or a drug addict or a drunk or whatever they might be? When did we lose that? When did we lose our humanity? Because this is a symbol of a loss of our humanity, what this cop did to this person. Wrong. Wrong.
JJ, thank you for the call. That's JJ in Amherst opening a line for you at 803-0930. Remember, text in is now the same as the call-in, 716-803-0930. We've got one segment left here on Friday on WBEN. Don't forget, Sunday, Hardline 10 to noon. You heard Sloan Martin talking with Susan and Brian this morning. She will join Brenda and I on Sunday around 10:15 to give an update of what's going on in Minneapolis. And I'm sure there will be a lot of developments, maybe even the officer and officers involved will be charged by then. So keep it locked right here on WBEN. But don't forget, Sunday, 10 to noon, Hardline, kicking off your Sunday morning. We are talking about the events in Minneapolis, and I just want to say thank you to all the callers today. A lot of people held on for a long time, and I appreciate that. I appreciate all the text. Remember, the new text number is 716-803-0930. It's the same as the call-in. Now, a person who has been holding on for a while out in Buffalo, let's talk to Joe. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I've been a fan of radio for 55-plus years, and I really enjoy listening to you.
I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you.
Okay, I really am shaken by this murder by this policeman on Mr. Floyd, because I can relate to this, because back in the 1990s, a very good friend of mine, Mark Virginia, was pulled over for a traffic stop in North Buffalo and was murdered in a similar way by Buffalo police officers. He was a white man. The police officers were white as well. They threw him in a police car, and he died en route to the hospital after their bad actions. So this is really kind of like deja vu and bringing back. And I looked at that video, and it's just sickening. And I just got to say, I really feel sorry for you and these young people because I know this sounds childlike, but it's like all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. And that's what I feel like our society is right now. Even the parallel with this coronavirus, I mean, people not wanting to go back to work because they want to see how much free stuff they can obtain from the government. It's nice for them to sit home, you know. Yeah. Unfortunately, people are dying from this disease as well, but we got to get this somehow back together.
Joe, what do you think the next move should be? You know, I've been talking about this all morning for law enforcement to regain trust, especially within the black community. I know you say society is hopeless, but is there a move or something they can do, a reach-out program they can do to start regaining trust?
Well, it all begins with each individual. I mean, yes, there are many, many good police enforcement men and women and of all races, and they all do their job well and admirable, and I admire them. But unfortunately, you're going to always have someone that is not in a right frame of mind for that job. And this guy, I mean, I look at that. It's terrible. It makes me sick to my stomach. This poor man, I mean, his intent was to do damage to this man, and my friend was actually suffocated to death. There was no video of that at that time and stuff, so I feel bad for his family and for our society right now.
Yeah, Joe, and I'm sorry for your friend, and, you know, thoughts with him and his family, and thank you so much for the call.
God bless. Have a good one.
Thank you. That's Joe in Buffalo giving perspective. 803-0930. Let's go to Cheektowaga and talk to CJ. CJ, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
CJ, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
I want to elaborate on the second last caller, the woman that called about what has happened to the morals and the values in this country. I think elaborating on that point would have been a good idea for you to take that opportunity, because it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening what happened to this man. And it's turning everybody's stomach. I'm a white person. I believe in all lives matter. And I just can't understand. It's set us back maybe 100 years of what's happened. This is a terrible, terrible thing that's happened. And especially during a pandemic, or at the end of one, hopefully. And it's just such a horrible thing that the police they're allowed to get away with this. These three other cops didn't even try to help. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand. There's a code, I guess. There's a blue code. But I would really appreciate it, Joe. I think you're doing a great job for Sandy sitting in. But there are times when you could elaborate a little more instead of just, you know, hanging up on the person and going to the next call or commercial. It's just a suggestion. You're very good, and you're getting better all the time. But it's very important. Some issues that come up that people elaborate on need to be really pushed harder, because we've lost our humanity. We're losing our everybody. I don't know where their conscience is gone, what's happening is crazy. It's just out of control. And Humpty Dumpty, it's going to be damn hard to put him back together again. All over this, not only this country, but the world. We're a mess. But I thank you.
And CJ, I thank you as well. Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, you know, it's a very heavy topic. And as the last few callers said, it's not something that's going away anytime soon. And that video is heartbreaking to watch. And the riots are also heartbreaking to watch. I know I've said it a ton this morning, but I understand the anger. I understand it. And when my friend Anthony called in and he was describing how he felt when he saw that video and the emotions, you know, I I'm so glad he called in. I'm so glad he illustrated and gave his perspective. But I think it's now, A, it's time to press charges against everyone that was involved. But it's also time, as I keep saying, most in law enforcement are great people. They are great people who care about their community. It is time for them to speak up. It is time for them to reach out and regain trust. It's going to take work. It's going to take a lot of work. But this division that we see in the political world can't come into the real world. We can't have police officers murdering unarmed anybody, no matter their color. We're talking about an unarmed man who was in handcuffs, not resisting arrest. We cannot have cops with their knee on their neck, the guy saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." We can't have that. And it is going to be now on all to come together and regain that trust. I thank everybody who called in, who texted in today, everybody who listened today. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Sunday, Hardline, 10 to noon. After the news with Tom Puckett, Rush Limbaugh is next, and then Tom Bowerly. Keep it locked right in here. I love you, Buffalo. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.